Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Reaction continues to pour in from around the country and around the world following President Obama's announcement on ABC yesterday that he now believes that same-sex couples should be allowed to marry. WBUR's Fred Tice this morning reports on how the president's comments are being received in Massachusetts, where gay marriage was first made legal.
President Obama becomes the first sitting U.S. president to support gay marriage.
At a certain point, I've just concluded that, for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
The president's likely Republican opponent, Mitt Romney, campaigning in Oklahoma, told reporters that he is not changing his view on gay marriage.
Marriage itself is a relationship between a man and a woman, and that's my own preference. I know other people have differing views. This is a very tender and sensitive topic, as are many social issues.
Romney supports an amendment to the U.S. Constitution that would ban gay marriage. As governor of Massachusetts, he led the fight to overturn a decision by the state's highest court recognizing same-sex marriage. As an attorney for gay and lesbian advocates and defenders, Mary Bonato won that historic court battle. And she says she wishes she could say the president's change of position on gay marriage will have a dramatic impact.
But there won't, because as we know with this issue, even though a majority of Americans now support marriage for same-sex couples, there's still deep opposition out there.
Some Democrats are energized by the president's change of heart. Congressman Barney Frank says it will make it easier for Democrats to mobilize people who oppose discrimination. But the executive director of the Gay Log Cabin Republicans, Art Clark Cooper, says gay marriage is no longer an issue that necessarily favors Democrats, because conservatives, too, increasingly support recognition of same-sex relationships.
Be it if you're Chris Christie in New Jersey, who is fully supportive of civil union status, or if you're all the way for support of full marriage status, like the most senior Republican woman in Congress, Ileana Ross Layton.
Perhaps nowhere is the increasing Republican embrace of gay marriage more evident than in Massachusetts. Here, the Republican congressional candidate that the party believes has the best chance of getting elected is the gay former state senator Richard Desai. He says if he is elected, he wants to be known as a congressman who happens to be gay rather than as the gay Republican congressman. But
one of the things that I'll try to do within the Republican Party is remind people that the Republican Party was a party that was formed in the first place on the basis that everybody should be treated equally.
Some conservatives are welcoming the challenge posed by the president's change of heart. As executive director of the Massachusetts Family Institute, Chris Mino fought alongside Mitt Romney to reverse the Supreme Judicial Court's landmark decision. He says the president's shift is likely to energize opponents of gay marriage.
Well, it's certainly among conservatives burnishes Mr. Romney's credentials. It's a very clear distinction now on this issue and really on all of the major social issues, the sanctity of life, the sanctity of marriage.
The president has put his stake in the ground, Mino says, and in November, the American people will judge that stake. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.